What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take that look, our first look for this week, our Monday morning look at local news here in the Republic of Panama. After 2 years of strong economic impact due to the restrictions imposed during the respiratory pandemic, 2022 closed with a gross domestic product to GDP higher than in 2019. Seen in global terms, the recovery process was completed after the economic collapse of 2020. However, there are important sectors for the economy that have not yet surpassed the pre-pandemic level. These are construction, tourism, and manufacturing industries, with the first two sectors suffering the most during the pandemic. Economist Luis Alberto Moran said that low levels of investment explain the results of construction, with a public budget in which current spending has more weight. In the case of tourism, Moran referred to the scarcity of policies to promote local tourism and the country brand internationally. The president of the Union of Industrialists of Panama, Luis Frauca, also pointed to the need for the administration of Laurentino Cortizo to make payments to suppliers in a timely manner and to streamline bureaucratic procedures to boost private investment. At the end of 2022, and after a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 10.8%, the size of the economy exceeded for the first time the level that had existed in 2019, that is, in the last year prior to the pandemic. However, when the performance of each economic activity is analysed, it is observed that some key sectors continue to lag behind the reality prior to the health crisis. This is the case of construction, tourism and manufacturing industries. Measured by buyers' prices, the Panamanian GDP was located in 2022 at $76,522.5 million. Now, that's far exceeding the $67,406.7 million of the previous year and the $69,721 million of the GDP of 2019. These are the figures recently published by the National Institute of Statistics and Census, the INEC, which incorporate the update of the base year of the national accounts from 2007 to 2018, a change that caused an increase in GDP figures from 2018. The message was clear. We inform you that on Monday, the 27th of March, the Urban and Household Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, will be taking control of the Patagon Hill landfill. This is stated in a note that was sent by Rafael Prado de Obaldia, administrator in charge of the AAUD, on the 24th of March. This was to Harold Barco, legal representative of Obaldia Panama, a company that is responsible for the operation of the landfill in the Corregimiento of Ancon. Prado's argument is that since the order to proceed for the operation of this waste management site was delivered on March the 26th of 2008 and the concession contract is valid for 15 years, its completion date is the 26th of March of this year. This concession, which dates back to 2008, was initially signed between the Municipality of Panama and the Spanish company Urbasa, which in 2011 transferred the business to Urbalia Panama. To this we must add that a year earlier, in 2010, the AAUD was created, with which the Municipality of Panama is no longer responsible for the management of waste in the capital city. Now, currently there is a conflict regarding the issue. The AAUD indicates that Urbalia must leave the landfill, while the company points out that there is an addendum that extends the contract for 9 more months, and that the state owes it, since March of 2020, about $26 million for services provided in the operation of the landfill. In fact, the Attorney General of the Administration, Rigoberto González, pronounced on the matter and estimated that the 2008 contract between Urbalio Panama and the Municipality of Panama expires today. González's opinion responds to a query raised by the General Administrator of the AAUD. Now, according to González, the foregoing is based on the fact that it is a contract which was concluded in February of 2008, to which Law 56 of the 27th of December of 1995, now this regulates public procurement, which was in force at the time the call for public tenders was made, is applicable. It states that the contract signed between the parties clearly states that the duration of the contract is for a period of 15 years. This is from the order to proceed. On the other hand, the legal representative of Abalia stressed to La Prensa that the contract must end on the 26th of December of this year, since on October the 21st of 2008 an addendum was signed in which an extension of 9 months was established. According to Barco, the addendum was agreed because after the order to proceed was delivered, it was impossible for the company to comply with the preparation period for reasons not attributable to the contractor, that is, to Abalia. The ambassador of the United States in Panama, Mari Carmen Aponte, confirmed on Saturday that they are collaborating in the investigation into the disappearance of at least 19,000 ampules of fentanyl from the deposits of the Social Security Fund, the CSS. There is an investigation into what happened to those fentanyl vials. The United States is helping, Aponte said. I have no other comment, only that we are supporting the investigation. She added that last Wednesday, the Attorney General, Javier Caraballo, reported that the public ministry practiced 4 visual inspections proceedings in the Social Security to secure to look for clues to establish the whereabouts of 19,000 doses of fentanyl that were taken from that entity. Although the first complaint for the loss of fentanyl was filed with the public ministry in November 2022, it was not until the 6th of March of this year that the CSS sent the audit report that reported the disappearance of the substance. Originally, it had been said that it was 10,000 ampules. It was learned that the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office sent an official letter to the Social Security to establish the amount of the possible patrimonial injury caused to the state by the loss of these ampules. In the United States, fentanyl is responsible for one of the biggest public health crises. Some 265 rounds of ammunition of different calibres and magazines were seized by agents of the National Police, together with the Public Ministry. This was in the district of San Miguelito. Police Deputy Commissioner Eduardo Rosamena reported that in a vacant lot in Sector 4 of Samaria, in the Corregimiento of Belisarias Porras, 209 9mm rounds of ammunition, a magazine of 9mm caliber, and 55 AK-47 rounds of ammunition were found. In addition, in the Corregimiento of Arnulfo Arias Madrid, 2 magazines of M16 rifles located in the room of a building, said the police. This weekend, during patrols in this district, the police intervened in a clandestine party. This was in a parking lot and managed to suspend it. It was reported. This activity was detected in the evening hours of this Saturday in the Corondocito sector. And that's it. There it is. That's taking a look at just some of the things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama in the local news compiled for you on this morning's breakfast show.